Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Begin now.
You know, today I just woke up and I
like
said,
this.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
positivity today, like we do each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we're worldwide, y'all. International baby, we are live on blogtalkradio.com, also on iartistradio.com. Thank you so much to all of the people who are listening to me around the world. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to have a good day. I love starting my day off with you. Y'all love me, and I love you, too. I'm Ms. Jay, your host for today. We got some good music helping you have a great day today. Of course, we got some things going on in the news, some inspirational things, some things that you need to know about successful people. A lot of us are striving to reach a goal, whether it's finishing school, graduating, starting a family, starting a business. You need to know the proper way to do it. So I got some tips for you that were released in the news today, and it was quite interesting that, of course, among the top 15 things successful people do, some of those things you're already doing. So why is it that you're still struggling in the place that you were in? We'll talk about that a little bit later. And some unfortunate news, but some things to be aware of. They have found, yes, a way by Android to hack into airline navigation systems. Now, I'm going to say this now before I even start the news. I'm an Android, and I think it's really like iPhone and Apple trying to, like, knock Androids. But, you know, we'll talk about that piece a little bit later. Of course, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. Got some new area codes calling in today, so I'm excited about that. But let's get right back into some music, because I want everybody to start their day off the right way, ODing on positivity right here on Ms. J in the morning. So tell everyone to call in and listen. All you have to do is dial 714-816-4743. So those of you who are on your computer and you got to go drop off the kids, you got to run and do something, just call in real quick. 714-816-4743. Rep Yo City. I got y'all logged in. All of you guys who called in before the show even started, y'all just make my heart smile. Loving you so much. Here's Jill Scott. I am so blessed. Here we go, y'all.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Blessed, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, it's so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the joint all day long, it's so blessed, yes. I'm so blessed.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
About it, you have to do something about it. You either change you or you change the situation. You can't control somebody else's actions. You are not God. That is not your job. You can only control your actions and your reactions to a situation. So complaining is not going to do anything but keep you stuck in the situation that you're in. If you're truly ready, if you're truly sick and tired of being in the situation you're in, it's time for you to get up and get out. There are no excuses. There are no rhymes and no reasons for you to still be in that situation, and it's been about 5 to 10 years. Some of you guys longer. Some people have been on their job for going on 10, 15, even 20 years, and every day they complain about that job. Then why have you yet to leave? You had enough time to save your money. If that's the issue, then you need to talk about getting some financial counseling and understand how to manage your finances a little bit better. You're complaining about bills. Well, you're the one that got the cable, the big screen, the internet. You got this going on. You got that going on. Cut your bills back. I had to do it. It got hard for Miss J at times. It was hard for me to cut off Comcast. But cable is not a necessity in life. Those of you who are laughing, like, oh, well, I can't cut my cable off. Those are the ones who complain about never having any money and not understanding why. Cable is not a necessity in life. You can survive without cable. You got an Xbox, you got a DVD player. I still got a VHS player. Miss J still has a VHS player. and a DVD player. You got movies, you do that. If you have Netflix, that might be even cheaper than you paying $100 to $200 a month for TV that you aren't even home to watch. Okay, I didn't want to go that deep, but I felt that I needed to share that with somebody because some people out there complain they never have money. And they got these big SUVs and these big gas guzzlers and always want to drive around town. Stay home sometime. If you don't want to stay home because of some people that's at home you don't want to be with, then get them up out your house. There's always a way out. God is never going to take you to something without being able to bring you through something. He's already provided a way out. It's up to you to make the choice to accept his perfect will in your life, not his permissive will. There is a difference. God will permit certain things to happen to protect you because he loves you. He will allow certain things to happen to protect his children, your bloodline, other people who are connected to you. But grace and mercy has an expiration date. Don't believe these super Christians that think you can run around life for years and years and do whatever you want to do, and God is continually going to allow you to do whatever you want to do. Don't believe that. God's perfect will for your life will require you to submit to his will. It will require you to get rid of some things. It will require you to be accountable for your actions and your reactions. So what we want in life is God's perfect will, not his permissive will. And his perfect will is that you may have life and that more abundantly, for you to be happy, for people to look at you and say, wow, I want to do what she's doing. Wow, I want to make sure I'm walking like he's walking. If people look at you and say, Lord, I'm just going to put some money in your hand and help you out, we got some issues. So those of us who are going through some things, I got some songs for you too. We're going to get right back into some music. You know, Ms. J be on one sometimes. I got to share it, y'all, because if I got to go through it, I know y'all done experienced it too. So here's my boy Kai Trivia. Get you up, get you dancing, and letting you know, just hold on. You're going to make it. It's going to be okay. It's Ms. J in the morning.
Here we go.
Every detail that he tells your life,
he's already worked it out.
I know that life is rough sometimes,
but trust in
something wrong.
On top of that, all your bills are due.
And the kids are growing up so fast.
They think that they are grown.
Child is talking about things you all
can't make it on your own.
Well, allow me to take the time right now
to ask for the words of prayer.
Matthew 6:25.
When we want to move, because there are certain people that we will need to encounter That's a part of God's perfect will for our lives that might help us get to that next level. Sometimes we need to move to a different state or to a different city to experience some things that's going to prepare us for what we're going to encounter 10, 15 years down the line. Sometimes we have to stay in a certain situation or at a certain job in order to receive the benefits that's going to help us and catapult us into our destiny. You have to start changing your mind, changing your thought patterns to understand that it's not all about you. Quit being so selfish. It's not about you. You're taking actions based on what you need and your perceptions, and I'm just this type of person, and I need this, and I don't know how to do that, and I don't know how to do that. If you find people that talk like that in their life, you tell them you're selfish. It's just sometimes you got to have tough love. Quit being so selfish. It's not about you. Even if you don't have children, it's still not about you. It's about your children that are yet to come. If you never have children, it's about your family, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters. That's what we're here on this earth for. That's why we're a light set upon a hill. That's why we're the salt of the earth, because it's not. If it was about us, then we could choose to be born, right? I mean, anybody that chose the date that they were going to be born and enter into time, just go ahead and call me and let Ms. J know that I'm so wrong. So with those facts, we know that it's not about you. So just hold on, stay in there, and just praise them. Just really take the time to say, you know what, God, I'm just going to quit tripping. I'm going to quit complaining. I'm just going to thank you for everything you've given me, because I know I'm going through this for a reason. Whoever, okay, I'm praying, y'all, and y'all need to be in agreement with what I'm saying. Okay. So whoever I'm attached to, however it's supposed to affect them, I want it to be your perfect will, not just your permissive will. It's a simple conversation with God. And just completely repenting does not mean you need to go lay at the altar and cry and roll around and snot and all that for 5 hours. It simply means you need to make a genuine effort to not live the same life you've been living, to give complete control to God. And the reason why it's so hard for most of us to do that is because we have trust issues. Our trust issues could be from our parents or experiences that we have, but God is the only one who's been faithful in your life. So you need to trust him. We'll let that marinate for a little bit. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the Ms. J area code check-in, but I need y'all to really focus on that. You might just have a trust issue, and you need to trust God. Completely surrender to him, and he'll show you. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. But we'll be right back after this. I'll talk about a little bit more. Ms. J in the morning, y'all.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, videocast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. You can get all the updated information about what's going on with your girl, Ms. J. Where will I be next? Spend some time in Vallejo, California, in the Bay Area. It's such a beautiful time. And I'm back at home now, but I'm leaving out again, y'all. SoCal, I'll be down there in Riverside, California for the first annual Mime and Praise Dance Competition hosted by Elegant Events by Carl. Shout out to all of you down there in SoCal. We got a lot of youth groups coming out. Ms. J will be one of the judges and the guest speaker. So I'm excited to get it together on the 26th of this month, getting out there, doing it big. I'm just excited about it. So I'm ready to get out, get going. Go spend some time in L.A., getting connected with some folks, doing big. That's how you got to do it. Just go for it in life. Don't hesitate. You guys ever been, some of us have experienced car accidents, and some of us have, you know, witnessed car accidents. And what I've noticed about accidents is when the people hesitate. When you hesitate, when you, you know, you're going to go fast, you're going to get over, but you wait and you slam on your brakes. But there was really no reason for you to slam on your brakes, and somebody else got to slam on their brakes, and it just causes a pile up. Don't hesitate in life. Don't sit there and go, oh, I want to go, but wait, wait, no, I'm not going to go. That's what's going to have you to cause a collision in life and wreck up some stuff. If you don't do it, go forward and do it. If you're not going to do it, then stay back. Don't go back and forth like you're getting ready to play double dutch. Don't sit there and hesitate. When God says go, it means go. So make sure you're taking action and going after the things that God has for you today. Those of you who have called in, I'm grateful for you. I got you. We're about to do the Ms. J area code check-in. So if you're listening on your computer, hurry up and call in right now, 714-816-4743. Y'all like the Ms. J area code check-in. My opportunity to get some type of flow going and your opportunity to laugh at me once again for doing something crazy on the show. But I love it because laughter is actually helping you lose weight, you know, burn calories, and stop the wrinkles in your face. So it's all beneficial. Let's get ready for the midday area code check-in. I got some new area codes just checking in this time. So shout out to y'all, but here we go. Yo, 209-916-403-510-4078-310-770-8183-4334-336-864-404-213-414-716-517-602-708-338-662-416-903-817-617-617-817. Okay, that wasn't a flow at all. It was just so much of y'all. My mouth was getting dry, and I was getting out of breath because I needed to get some cardio going. But I'm thankful for all of y'all. Thankful for everyone who is calling in this morning. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I love you guys so much. Shout out to my Macs and my PCs. Thank you so much for those of you who are following me on Twitter, my new friends on Facebook, those of you who are liking my, I guess it's a fan page on Facebook, my new subbies, those of you who are subscribing to my YouTube channel, I'm grateful for all of you guys. So continue to show me love. If you want to be featured on the show, whether you want an interview, you want me to do a review, you have questions to ask, make sure you email me info@MsJProductions.com. Those of you who are inviting Ms. J to different events, I appreciate you and thank you in advance. The best way to submit your request is to log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. Fill out the booking form. It's really simple. It comes directly to me. Those of you who are sending me invites on Facebook, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I can't get to all of them in time, so by the time I get to your invite, the event is like 2 days away and it just ain't going to happen. So in order to be proactive instead of reactive and do some proper planning, just log on to MsJProductions.com. I'm grateful for all of you. Now, these new area codes, I'm going to have to check them out because this 707, this 731, and this 238, I'm going to be a bit confused on where y'all come from. So I'm going to have to do some research. But shout out to y'all because y'all really repping. I thought like 209 had my back, but y'all slipping this moment. So grateful for all of you guys around the world. Those of you who are international, thank you so much for listening. But back to my Macs and my PCs. You know, there's been some years that we've had this struggle and this battle about which one is better for life. Is it better to be a Mac or is it better to be a PC? Now, the difference between the two really isn't much except the operating system, which is Windows and Mac is by Mac, Apple. So, I'm a PC. I like Windows. I think it's user-friendly. I love everything that it comes with. I have an HP laptop. So far, so good, except when it comes to my internet. Yeah, it starts tripping. But anywho, I think I'm going to stick with the PC. Everybody that's on Apple and Mac are like, boo, and all that. But nobody has yet to give me a reason why, for me and what I need, a Mac would be better. Now, those people who are in the entertainment business, as far as music producers, that type of thing, then you guys, I understand that you need your computer because it houses certain things. But I don't do that. I don't do all that stuff. I don't need all that stuff. I don't need all the frills and the prettiness and your desktop looks a certain way and all this is going. I don't need that. I just need to be able to type, get on the internet, and get all save my stuff and keep it pushing. So why am I going to spend $1,500 versus spending $400 just because it's the Apple and it looks cute? That's just not Miss J. But apparently some other people have found some issues with, you know, not being Mac friendly and even iPhone friendly. Yeah, I'm an Android as well. Not that I have anything against it. I just don't need an iPhone. What I mean, okay, great, I can get done what I need to get done with my Android. That's just me. I'm not hating on nobody. That's just my choice. But apparently researchers have found some hackable flaws in airplane navigation systems, and they're blaming it on Android, saying that Android is able to hack the airplane's navigation system. So now they're trying to, like, clean up some stuff with Android and try to say that, you know, we got too much going on with Droid, and clean up some things about the navigation system in airplanes. Now, I know it's a bit uncomfortable to talk about, especially us who like to fly, and we think about those people who don't turn their phones off when they say, don't you hate that? You get on the plane, they give you the instructions. People that are flying most of the time have flown before, and we know when you get on, don't even worry about turning your phone on airplane mode. Just turn your phone off. And we have people still talking while the plane is driving off and the stewardess has to come or the flight attendant has to come and say, please turn your cell phone off. So now here's another thing to make you nervous while you're on the plane is that they're saying that Android have some software that's able to hack into the airplane navigation system. Now, there's this, I guess, big techie conference called Hack in the Box. I think that's funny. Hack in the Box conference was introduced about the airplane hacking. There's a video that actually shows how they're able to do it, and they're still doing some research about it. A man that, you know, has done all this stuff, that spends his life doing research on airplanes and all this craziness, has found all these flaws in the navigation system for airplanes and say that those people who have Androids, if they're smart enough and got certain software, they'll be able to send different signals to the airplanes, reroute the planes, and all this other type of stuff. So after 9/11 in the USA, this is definitely something that we don't want to deal with. So I guess they're saying they're going to get rid of the air. I don't know. I'm just taking it to the furthest. This is what Ms. J is saying. So now y'all saying that everybody can get on the iPhone. I think that it's actually great, and it's actually giving Androids, like, a compliment to say we're that advanced. Now, I think the software does need to be modified so somebody crazy won't be able to do that while I want to play. We'll talk about a little bit more. I'm going to open the forum, and you guys can read the full article, see the video, and actually see what we're talking about. But we're going to get back into some music. We're going to get back into some things about life, and I got some more stuff going on in the news. So y'all stay tuned, but I want to talk about your friends, the people that you have around you, your support system. But before we get into that, here's Mary Mary, Super Friends, and we'll be right back. It's Miss Jay and Morris.
The Machine. Halfway about him.
scared to run. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion, but I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church, Lord, I'm looking at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So stunting is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
They always want something from you. They never call just to talk or uplift you or just not ask for anything. Some people have, like, become real experts at asking for something. They know how to call, and you already know what's going to come next. They call, they ask how you doing, they ask what you're doing, and then about the middle of the conversation, the bomb is dropped. They need money, they need a ride, they need a babysitter, they need something. They never just call and say, hey, I don't want nothing, I just want to talk and get off the phone. That's about it. You have those type of people in your life. Did you have the type of people that were going to hold you accountable to the things that you were doing, to let you know, hey, you messing up. Where you going? I love you enough to tell you that this is not going to end well. Do you have the type of people that are just going to be yes men and women in your life? They can see that you're doing the wrong thing, but because, oh, we love you and whatever you're going to do, we're going to support you in that. We're just go ahead, live your life. YOLO, you only live once. Well, that's the situation that I want to talk about. We have a lot of people in our lives that are loving us to death. Loving us to death, literally. I changed that language years ago. I tell people I love you to life. We are loving people to death. We are loving them so much that we are either afraid or too lazy to speak up and hold them accountable and let them know that the direction you're going in right now is not conducive to your well-being nor mine nor your children. I can see this. I am concerned. I want better for you. I want you to achieve your goals. I see that you're talented in this type of area and in this situation, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop doing what you're doing and focus on your strengths, focus on the greatness that is in your life. Focus on the good things that you have. I'm not going to sit on the phone and complain with you every single day about the same thing. Now, if you want a venting session, that's one thing. I'm here to listen. I'm here to offer you support. I'm here to console you as your friend, as your family member, as your mother, as whatever, your associate, whatever you have around you. But I'm not going to sit here and agree with everything that you say. I'm not going to sit here and allow you to continue to go down this path and be stuck in it. There is a time for everything. There's a time to cry. There's also a time to laugh. So if you're going through a process and there's certain things that you need, that's understandable. But I'm talking about the people who have made it habitual. These habitual people that sit here and it's going to tell you it's okay, and then when things go down, where they at? We're the ones who told you that life is going to be hard and you need to learn how to save money. Many of us really didn't have those people. A lot of times, those of us who are about 30-something to 40-something, that generation, we really have people to say, look, you need to make money because in this world you got to be successful. But few of us actually have people to sit down and show us how to properly manage that money. Time management, how to manage your time, how to balance. It's okay to work hard. That way you can play hard, but you can't play hard if you ain't worked. A lot of us from the old school, you just knew to get an education, and that's about it. Most people weren't educated in investing and owning and those type of things. And so now here we have people that are 50, 60 years old that are still renting. Yeah, y'all not catching it. It's okay. Us as Christians, us as children of God, us who are chosen, those who are blessed, we are made to have great things in life. And in order to have those great things and accomplish those things, you have to have people around you who are going to push you in that direction. If you don't have people in your life who are going to push you in that direction, it's time for you to let them go. Let them go doesn't mean you need to cuss them out, argue with them, tell them about themselves. It just means you need to pull away a bit. Maybe you don't need to answer your phone. Maybe you need to explain to them, we can't hang out every weekend. I can't afford it right now. I love spending time with you, but let's find a cheaper way to spend time together. Call me sometime instead of always coming over my house late at night, and then I'm tired, and then I'm late to work the next morning. You have to make some changes. But sometimes you got to let those people walk away and be happy with that. You have to be content in making sure that you're doing what's best for your life. So I want to share this next news story about what most successful people do every day, automatically. Now, the article starts, and it says, leadership is a learned behavior that becomes, you know, unconscious and automatic over time. So we have the Ms. J Challenge. You know it takes at least 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity and also leadership according to this article? They actually have listed the top 15 things that people do, successful people do, without thinking about it. Successful people, they have gauged it, and it's the people that's making like $14.5 million per year, you know, like those types of successful people, the type of people that we only want like a tenth of what they got, those type of successful people. These are the things that they do without even thinking about it. So I'm going to list, and some of them aren't really surprising to me. Some of the things I've been telling you guys, so now I've got an article to back it up, so that's why I wanted to share it today. Number one thing that most successful people do automatically is make others feel safe to speak up. Encourage people to voice their opinion, respecting people's different points of view. Number two, making decisions, getting up, go doing it. They take the initiative. They don't sit back and hesitate things in life. Number three, they communicate their expectations. They tell the people that are in their lives and that they're working with, these are the results that I want to have. Number four, they challenge people to think automatically. They don't just tell people what to do. They challenge them. They say, no, I believe that you're smart enough to go ahead and do it, so I'm going to allow you to make this decision. But think about this. Number five, they're accountable to others. Any of us still have an accountability partner to say, hey, I think you're messing up. Remember, this is the goal that we talked about. You're getting a little bit off track. Let's stay focused. Number six, they lead by example. It's not about you. Quit being selfish. You can't tell people, y'all remember, growing up, do as I say, not as I do. It didn't work. So now we need to make sure that we're leading by example, not just with our children, but also with our peers. Number seven, they measure and reward their performance. They say, okay, well, if I reach this goal, then I'll be able to do this, even with finances. If you're trying to save money, after you save, let's say, $300, then you'll be able to take yourself out to dinner. Don't sit here and say you want to save money and you're chilling at Red Lobster. You're not gonna save money. Number eight, they provide continuous feedback. that's another thing about accountability. They just like to interact with people and let people know, you know, hey, I trust you. I want to talk to you. Let's go back and forth and see how this is working in life. Number nine, they properly allocate and deploy talent. They look at the other people and they say, hey, this is what I see that you're good at, so let's go ahead and work in that area. Number 10, they ask questions and seek counsel. Successful people are not afraid to be told that they're wrong or get advice from other people. Those of you who got a problem with folks telling you what to do, maybe that's the reason why you're stuck in the situation you're in. Number 11, they problem solve and avoid procrastination. Number 11 is that they avoid procrastination. Number 12, they have positive energy and an attitude. Ding, 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 ding. The number 12 thing that they do without even thinking about it is staying positive and have a great attitude. Successful leaders create a positive and inspiring workplace and culture. They know how to set the tone and bring an attitude that motivates their colleagues to take action. As much they are likable, respected, and strong-willed, they don't allow failures to disrupt the momentum. Number 13, they are great teachers. They're thinking about the next generation, helping the other people move forward and do the things that they're doing. They're passing the baton. Number 14, they invest in relationships. Those people that you need around you, you're investing your time. Sometimes you're investing financially, you're investing training, but you're making sure that you're giving out what you expect back. Number 15, they genuinely enjoy responsibilities, making sure that they understand their role in life, making sure they understand where they're going and they're not complaining about it. So I'm going to open up the forum again and I'll post it. Those of you who are looking around and saying, why am I not where I'm supposed to be? Maybe it's because you really haven't done probably half of these things. Remember, it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So let's develop a habit that's going to push us in the direction we need to go in. And sometimes it's letting some people go. So I'm going to take a quick spoken word break. It's my girl, M. Michelle, the worst thing. It's Miss J in the morning. Let's think about it, y'all.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the morning. J in the morning. J in the morning. J in the morning.
The worst thing. The worst you could do is give me time to discover I don't need you. The sun rises without you. My heart beats strong in spite of you, and your spite doesn't have the potency it once did. I don't need you. I don't can breathe without you. And what was once an addiction is now a memory of what the past used to do to me. The absolute worst thing you can do is give me space and junk out of my life. Walk away. Vacate the premises. Give ventilation to fresher air. Air free of the stench of your unnecessary drama and superfluous nonsense. Space to see how simpler life could be. Uncomplicated. This mess of knots untied from around what used to be our friendship. The very worst thing you can do to me is let me realize my potential. Desist in draining energy fixing your issues. And finally get serious about getting my affairs in order. Getting my life together after the earthquake of you. Demolish the devastating parasitic cycle of history repeating itself. And set me free of your loving slavery. The worst thing you could ever do to me is let me realize the worst thing I can do to you.
The worst thing.
Walk away.
Walk away.
Say goodbye,
say goodbye.
Quick spoken word break right here on Miss J in the morning. M. Michelle, the worst thing you can do is let me realize my potential. Get out of my life and actually mean it. That's what we're saying to the ones who aren't pushing us forward, who aren't there to actually help us. Today is your day to get rid of all that negativity, the negative people in your life, the negative thoughts, the negative habits that you've developed. We're going to all be on positivity each and every day right here on Ms. J in the morning. The Ms. J challenge for those of you who are new to the show is a simple quote. It says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I'm going to repeat it again. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. way. That's the Ms. J Challenge, y'all, and I appreciate everyone who is starting their day off the right way right here with Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. We've done everything that we could, and it really hasn't worked. So why not try something that actually works? Make sure you're being the thermostat in life, not the thermometer, the one that sets the tone, the one that sets the atmosphere, not the one that's always reacting to the things that are going on around them. You are successful. You are beautiful. You will have the things that you need to have and that you want to have in life. You just have to truly believe it and believe it enough that you're willing to sacrifice enough to receive it all. I love each and every day that I get an opportunity to share with you some great music, some great news. Make sure you check me out on iartistradio.com. You can listen on demand. Make sure you download the TuneIn app. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my iArtist team and family out there. Those of you who are on blogtalkradio.com, I appreciate you too. Make sure you log on to the website, midjproductions.com. But I'm going to leave out with one of my favorite songs that I've been jamming to like every day this week. Y'all was tripping when I first introduced it on the show, but happy people make the world go round. So I want you guys to be happy and enjoy your day happy. It's R. Kelly. Happy people. It's Ms. J in the morning. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah!
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Bring it on up, moving close, and let me see you when you left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right.